So this is from the Puranas, and this was spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, and it's very auspicious, as you see, the most auspicious, vanquishes all kinds of impediments and provides one all protection. So you can just listen along or chant along with me in your own homes. Those of you who are here, just listen, please. Because it's good. Or you can chant with me, but I'm not going to chant a standard melody. So, start. Om Gana Timadandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshuru Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nashingaka Vacham Vakshe Prahlad Deno Ditam Pura Sarva Raksha Karam Punyam Sarva Padravana Shinam. I shall now recite the Nisringa Kavacha, formerly spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. It is most pious, vanquishes all kinds of impediments, and provides one all protection. Wonderful. Sarva sambat karam chaiva swarga moksha padayakam dhyatva nisringam devesham Hema Singhasanastatam. It bestows upon one all opulences and can give one elevation to the heavenly planets or liberation. One should meditate on Lord Nrsingadeva, Lord of the universe, seated upon a golden throne. Next verse. In other words, that's how you should meditate upon Lord Nrsingadeva, like seated on a completely golden throne. Of course, the golden throne was the throne that was constructed by Hiranyakashipu, Nrsingadeva's great devotee. Vipritasham trinayanam shararindu samaprabham lakshmyalingitavamanyakam vibhuti virupashvatam. His mouth is wide open, and he has three eyes. He is as radiant as the autumn moon. His left side is embraced by Mother Lakshmi Devi, and his form is the shelter of all opulences, both material and spiritual. Chaturbhujam komalangam swarnakundalachovitam saroja shobitorak raskam Ratna Keyuramudritam. The Lord has four arms, and his limbs are very soft. He is decorated with beautiful golden earrings. His powerful chest is resplendent like the lotus flower, and his arms are decorated with jewel-studded ornaments. Tapta Kanchana Sankasham Pita Nirmala Vatsasam Indradi suramolishta spuran panikya diptibihi. He is dressed in a spotless yellow garment which exactly resembles molten gold. Excuse me. It's the allergy season. He is the original cause of existence beyond the mundane sphere. He is the crowning glory of the demigods such as Indra, the king of heaven. He is bedecked with rubies which are blazingly effulgent. Vivrajita paradvandvam shanka chakrari hetu heti bhi guru matacha vinatya vinatyat stuyamanam mudanvitam. His feet are very attractive, and he is armed with various weapons such as the conch, chakra, and other divine weapons. He is always filled with great joy. Garuda constantly offers him humble prayers with great reverence. Swarit kamala samvasam kritvatu kavachang patet nasingho me shira puttu loka raksharta sambhavaha. Having seated Lord Nrsingadeva upon the lotus of one's heart, one should recite the following mantra. May Lord Nrsingadeva, who protects all the planetary systems, please protect my head. Sarvagopi stambhava sapalam me rakshatu dvanim rinshingho me drushaubhatu soma suryagni lochanaha. Although the Lord is all-pervading, he hid himself within a pillar. May he please protect my speech and the results of all my activities. May Lord Nrsimhadev, whose eyes are the sun and the fire, please protect my eyes. Smritam me patu nrihari munivarya stuti priya nasam me singha nashastu mukam lakshmi mukha priya. May Lord Nrihari, who is pleased by the prayers offered by the best of sages, please protect my memory. May he who has the nose of a lion please protect my nose. And may he whose face is very dear to the goddess of fortune please protect my mouth. Sarva vidya dipapatu nasingo rasanam mama vaktram patvindu vananam sata pralada vanditaha. May Lord Nrsimhadeva, who is the knower of all sciences, please protect my sense of taste. May he whose face is as beautiful as the full moon and who has offered prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, please protect my face. Rasingha patu meka tang skanda bhubrin anantakrit divyastra shabatha bhuja Rasingha patu me bhujao. May Lord Nrsimhadev please protect my throat. He is the sustainer of the earth and the performer of unlimitedly wonderful activities. His arms are resplendent with transcendental weapons. May he please protect my shoulders. Karame deva varado nrsingha patu sarvataridham yogi sajascha nivasam patu me harahi. May the Lord, who bestows benedictions upon the demigods, please protect my hands, and may he please protect me from all sides. May he who is achieved by the perfect yogis please protect my heart, and may Lord Hari please protect my dwelling place. Madhyam patu aranyakashipu vaksha kukshi vidarana nabhim me paton riharahi swanabhi brahma sangstutaha. May he who ripped apart the chest and abdomen of the great demon Haranyakashipu please protect my waist, and may Lord Nrihari please protect my navel. He has offered prayers by Lord Brahma, who is sprung from his own navel. Brahmanda kotiya katyam yayasa patime kavim katim guyam me patu guyanam mantranam guya rupatrek. May he on whose hips rest all the universes please protect my hips. May the Lord please protect my private parts. He is the knower of all mantras and all mysteries, but he himself is not visible. Uru mano bhava patu jannuni nara rupatrek jange patu darabara harta yo saunri keshari. May he who is the original Cupid please protect my thighs. May he who exhibits a human-like form please protect my knees. May the remover of the burden of the earth, who appears in a form of half man, half lion, please protect my calves. Asura raja pradapatu padomenri harishvaraha sahasra shirsha purasha patu me sarvashastanum. May the bestower of heavenly opulence please protect my feet. He is the supreme controller in the form of a man and lion combined. May the thousand-headed supreme enjoyer please protect my body from all sides and in all respects. Manugra Purvata Patu Mahavira Grajogditaha Mahavishnur Lakshane Tu Mahajwalas Tu Narata. May that most ferocious personality please protect me from the east. May he who is superior to the greatest heroes please protect me from the southeast, which is presided over by Agni. May the Supreme Vishnu please protect me from the south, and may that Supreme Person of blazing luster please protect me from the southwest. Paschame patu sarvesho dishime sarvatomukaha nishvingha patu vayavyam somyam bhushana vigraha. May the Lord, who is all-pervading, please protect me from the west. His faces are everywhere, so may he protect me from this direction. May Lord Nrsingadev please protect me from the northwest, which is predominated by Vayu. And may, whose form is in itself the supreme ornament, please protect me from the north, where Soma resides. Ishanyam batu badrome sarva mangaladayakaha samsara vayata batu mrityor mrityur rikeshari. May the all auspicious Lord, who himself bestows all auspiciousness, please protect me from the northeast, the direction of the sun god. May he who is death personified please protect me from the fear of death and rotation in this material world. Idam nishringa kavacham pralada mukhamandatam bhaktimam yapate naicham sarva pape pramuchate. This nishringa kavacha has been ornamented and blessed by Pralad Maharaj. A devotee who reads this becomes freed from all sins. Wow. Putra vandana van loke dirgayur upajayate yam yam gamayate kamam tantam prapnochusang shiham. Whatever one desires in this world, he can definitely attain without doubt. One can have wealth, many sons, and a long life. Sarvatra jayam apnoti sarvatra vijaya bhavet bumyantariksha divyanam grahanam vinivaranam. He becomes victorious who desires victory, and he indeed becomes a conqueror. He wards off the evil influences of all planets, earthly, heavenly, and everything in between. Rishikoragasambhuta Vishapaharanam Param Brahma Raksha Rakshanam Durotsaranakaranam. This is the supreme remedy for the poisonous effects of serpents, scorpions, and Brahma Rakshasa ghosts and yakshas driven away, far away. Abhujevatalapatrevakavacham Likitam Shuham Karumule Dritam Yena Sidyeyu Karma Siddhayaha. One may write this most auspicious prayer on his arm or inscribe it on a palm leaf and attach it to his wrist, and all of his activities will become perfect. Wow. Devasura Manu Yeshu Swang Swameva Jayam Labet Eka Sanyam Tri Sanyamva Yakpateni Yato Naraha. One who regularly chants this prayer, whether once or thrice daily, he becomes victorious, whether among the demigods, demons, or human beings. So Sarva Manga Mangalayam Buktim Muktim cha vindati dva trimshati sahasrani patet shudyatmanam hrinam. One who with a purified heart recites this prayer 32,000 times attains the most auspicious of all auspicious things, and material enjoyment and liberation are already understood to be available to such a person. We're going to be dancing next, Champaka, so just be available. Kavachasya pantrasya mantra siddha prajayate anena mantra rajena kritva pashmavir mantranam. This Kavacha mantra is the king of all mantras. One attains it, one attains by it what would be attained by anointing oneself with ashes and chanting all other mantras. Well. Tilakam vinyased yastu tashagraha vayam haret trivaram japamanastu dattam varya vimantriyacha. Having marked one's body with tilak, taking achaman with water, and reciting this mantra three times, one will find that the fear of all inauspicious planets is removed. Prasaya yonara mantram nishinga dhyaya vacharet tasya roga panashanti yechayeshu kukshisam bhavaha. That person recites this mantra while meditating upon Lord Nrsingadev has all of his diseases vanquished, including those of the abdomen. So here's the cure for the coronavirus right here. Garjantam garjehantam dijabuja patalam sputayantam hantantam rupyantam tapayantam ibibuli ditijam shepayantam shipantam krandantam roshayantam dishi dishi satatam Angharantam, Varantam, Vikshantam, Purnayantam, Karanikara Shatardivya, Singham Namami. Lord Nrsingadev roars loudly and causes others to roar. With his multitude of arms, he tears the demons asunder and kills them in this way. He is always seeking out and tormenting the demoniac descendants of Diti, both on this earth planet and in the higher planets, and he throws them down and scatters them. He cries with great anger as he destroys the demons in all directions, yet with his unlimited hands he sustains, protects, and nourishes the entire cosmic manifestation. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Lord, who has assumed the form of a transcendental lion. Iti Sri Brahmana Purane Pralodoktam Sri Nrsingha Kavacham Sampurnam. Thus ends the Nrsingha Kavacha as it is described by Palad Maharaj in the Brahmanda Purana. And chant a few more. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Mahanasringaya Damstra Karala Vadanaya Guru Rupaya Vrajanakaya Jwala Malane Mama Vignan Pacha Pacha Mama Boyan Vindi Vindi Mama Shatron Vidravaya Vidravaya Mama Sarva Rishtan Prabhanjaya Prabhanjaya chatta chatta hanna hanna chindi chindi mama sarva bhishtan puraya puraya mam raksha raksha humpat swaha. O Lord Nrsingadev, whose form is terrible by sharp and long teeth, very fearful to see with strong large nails, garlanded by flames, please destroy my obstacles and please kick out my fear. Please scatter my enemies. Please destroy my karma. Flash, kill. Cut. Ever fulfill all my desires to serve you. Please safeguard me, safeguard all around me. These are beautiful prayers. Vagisha yasha vadane lakshmir yasha cha vakshasi Yasyaste Riye Sambitam Nasinga Mahambhaje. Lord Nrsingadev is always assisted by Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and he is always embracing to his chest the goddess of fortune, Mother Lakshmi Devi. The Lord is always complete in knowledge within himself. Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsingadev. And a few more. Pralada Hridayaladam Bhakja Vidya Vidaranam Sharadindu Ruchim Bande Parindra Vadanam Harim. Let me offer my most humble obeisances unto Lord Nrsingadev, who was always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who kills the nations that attack the devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine, and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my humble obeisances unto him again and again. Om Shom Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Jwalamaline Dipta Dhamstrayadni Nitraya Sarva Rakshognaya Sarva Bhutta Vinashaya Sarva Dwara Vinashaya Daha Daha Pacha Pacha Raksha Raksha Hum Pat. Obeisances to Lord Nrsingadev, burning with his own scorching effulgence, which are ablaze and whose eyes are ablaze and pour forth torrents of living fire, matched only by the glow of his glowing teeth. Phew. Obeisances to the destroyer of all demons, to the slayer of all ghosts, and to the destroyer of all sorts of fever. Burn and burn, cook and cook, preserve and preserve. Wow. This is nectar. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya Namaste Jaste Jase Avira Vivava Vajra Nakka Vajra Damstra Karma Shayan Randaya Namdaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Avayam Abayam Atmani Bhuyishta Om Shrong. I offer my respects, full obeisance. Rumble's finished. This is one of the last ones. Unto Lord Nrsingadev, the source of all power, O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like the thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. And then a few more that you actually know. Shri Nrsingha Joy Nrsingha Jai Jai Nrsingha Paladesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. All glories to Lord Nrsingadev, all glories to Lord Nrsingadev, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and like the honeybee is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. Ugro Pranugra Ivayam Swabhaktanam Rikeshavi Akeshaviva Swapotanam Anyesha Mugravikramaha. Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Haranyakashipu, Lord Nrsingadev is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. And then the standard prayer. Namaste Nrsingaya. Oh no, this is before we get, it's a little after this. Namaste Nrsingaya. Pralada Lada Dayane Uranyakashipu Vaksha Shilaktanka Nakalaya Yato Nrsingha Parato Nrsingho Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha Bahir Nrsingho Ridaye Nrsingho Nrsingha Madim Sharanam Prapajai. I offer my humble obeisances to Lord Nrsingadeva, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of a demon, Uranyakashipu. Lord Nrsingadev is here and also there. Wherever I go, Lord Nrsingadev is there. He is in the heart and is outside as well. I fully surrender unto Lord Nrsingadev, who is the origin of all things and the supreme refuge. And then again, another prayer we know. Tavakara kamalabare nakama bhutasingham dalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jayadagarishahati. Oh, Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of half man, half lion, all glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon, Hiranyakashipu, has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hand. So these are the beautiful prayers to Lord Nrsingadev, and we'll go back to this view. So several things we can learn from these prayers, and actually if we have time, we'll just go later. I'm going to do a slideshow about some of the holy places of Lord Nrsingadev in India, particularly those in Andhra Pradesh. So, one thing we can learn from these prayers to Lord Nrsingadev is that Lord Nrsingadev doesn't just get rid of demons. Of course, demons means people who are opposed to the supremacy of the Lord. He doesn't just do that, but he gets rid of the demons, as we were mentioning this morning, that are in each and every one of our hearts. And what do I mean by demons? The demon of thinking, I am the controller, I am I and mine. I'm important, I'm the controller, and then the anarthas that go along with that, like Kama, Krodha, Mada, Matsarya, and Bharya-Vaya. We mentioned this morning that this great devotee, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was given the Shinga Mantra by his father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And that Nrsinga mantra he was given indicated that his father wanted him to chant it. Of course, he had no dirty things in his heart. But his father wanted him to chant it with the idea of devastating all the dirty things in all the conditioned souls' hearts. And he was also given a Kurma mantra and a Kurma deity to worship by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And the reason for that was the Kurma deity is the deity of the nectarian ocean of devotional service. He's in charge of, by ocean we mean the rasas, the five principal rasas and the seven indirect rasas. So in other words, by worshiping Lord Nrsingadev, taking shelter of him, we can actually protect ourselves.
Guys, can you hear me?
Please put yourself on mute, whoever you are. We can protect ourselves. We can protect ourselves. Please put yourself on mute.
How about now? Is it okay?
Put yourself on mute, Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Or else I'm going to knock you off.
I can hear you all right. Can you hear me okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay, so I was...
You're gone.
Sachin's PR. Sachin, meanwhile, if you can trigger the team to team.
That's what happens if someone doesn't do it. I just kick them off. So so we ask Lord Nrsingadev to actually remove all these dirty things in our hearts and actually give us the potency to preach Krishna consciousness and bring others to Srila Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement. So these are some of the prayers to Lord Nrsingadev, and we may not be able to recite them all on a regular basis, but we should remember that Lord Nrsingadev, Bahir Nrsingha, Ridaye Nrsingha, he's outside, he's inside, he's everywhere. And another important philosophical point is that Lord Nrsingadev is the same as Krishna, is the same as Vishnu, is the same of all the divine avatars who are Vishnu Tattva avatars of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as stated in the Brahma Samhita, Advaita Chuta Anadi Ananta Rupa Madhyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha. There is one God. And of course, Krishna is the original form, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he expands himself and manifests himself in different ways to enjoy ras, to enjoy pleasure, the taste of relationships. And it's always the same person, just in a different mood. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a man who works in, let's say, a Supreme Court judge. That's Prabhupada's example. A man who works in the court as a Supreme Court judge, or as a court judge. And while he's in the court, he's referred to as Your Honor, and he has a specific relationship with everybody there, but it's more or less an on reverent relationship. And then when he goes home, his wife does not refer to him as Your Honor, unless she's joking with him. She refers to him as whatever, you know, Bob or Bill or Miss, you know, whatever, Somabai, if they happen to be Gujarati. So in this way, the relationship is different with the same person in different situations, and the same person will dress differently in different situations. In the court, specifically, if someone is going to the court and they're in the UK or some previous British colony, they'll put a wig on, like a white wig. But at home, they won't put that white wig on. So they're dressed differently, so in the same way, the same person, Krishna, manifests himself in different ways. And of course, this is brought out by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his famous Dasha Avatar prayer. Keshavadrita, Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita, Shukara Rupa, Keshavadrita, Haladara Rupa, that's Balaram, of course, Kurma Sharira, oh Keshava, Keshava means Krishna with long black hair. Oh Keshava, you've assumed you're playing the part, that's more precise, you're playing the part of a boar, you're playing the part of a half man, half lion, you're playing the part of a fish, you're playing the part of Balaram. So Krishna is doing all these things, and these are all eternal. And he's doing all these things simultaneously. That's the nature of God. He can play infinite number of parts. As Prabhupada said, Krishna has incarnations in every species of life. And in the case of Lord Nrsimhadev, that's not even a species of life. So Krishna has more than 8,400,000 types of incarnations. Amazing, unlimited. Ananta rupa, that means unlimited forms. They're like described in the Bhagavatam, like waves in the ocean. So when a devotee of Krishna sees Lord Nrsimhadev, he actually sees Krishna acting in that way. Just like the gopis, for example. When Krishna appeared in the Chaturbhuj form, the four-handed form in front of the gopis, in the Narayan form, then the gopis, of course, they simply asked Narayan, where is Krishna? But when Radharani was there, even Narayan, that's Krishna exhibiting himself as Narayan with four arms, couldn't keep the extra two arms. They kept disappearing. And there's actually a deity. Last Sunday we took everybody on a tour of Govardhan. We showed that deity, the Chaturbhuj deity, that's close to Govardhan. So, anyways, a little philosophy for all of you. So I'm going to do a quick, do we have time for a quick slideshow, or we're running late? Okay, so for those of you who are on, let me see if I could put it on Facebook again, if this is going to work. I mean, I'm on Facebook for the lecture, but I wanted to put the Zoom on Facebook. Give me 1 second. And after this, we're going to have a nice dance by Champaka Lata, who is an expert dancer. This is not going to work right now. Okay. Okay, so we will show this very quick slideshow about Lord Nrsimhadev's various places in India. Here we go. We'll skip the prayers, which we just did. Okay. All right. Just make sure everyone's seeing this. Yep. Alrighty. So we're going to show this slideshow about Lord Nrsimhadev's different places in Andhra Pradesh. All glories to Lord Nrsimhadev. Whoops. That I didn't want to do. How this place it is. Well, that may not work. Give me 1 second.
It's from the beginning slide, Maharaj.
What's that? No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go from the beginning. I don't want to go from the beginning. I'm not going from.
One more on the left.
I'm not going from the beginning.
It's right on the left.
I'm not going from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I am well versed in this, so. Thank you. Okay, here we go. All right. No, sorry. Anyway, it's not gonna work. Give me 1 second to iron this out. All right. 1 second. Whoops. Oh, that's the wrong slideshow. We may not get a chance to see it. Here we go. Yeah. Transitions. Slideshow. Okay. Share screen. Here we go. We got it right. So first we're going to start with Ahobalam. Ahobalam is actually the place where there's 9 Nrisimha deities in Andhra Pradesh. And it's a map, a rough map of Ahobalam. And it's situated on top of a mountain, and there's upper Ahobalam and lower Ahobalam. I've been there many times, and there's a huge building there and a lower Ahobalam, and climbing up to upper Ahobalam takes quite a bit of time. And here's the different Nrisimha deities you'll see in Ahobalam. Jwala Nrisimha, Hobila, Kroda, that means angry, Malola, Karanja, Bhargava, Yogananda, Malolan, and Shatravata, and Bhavana Nrisimha. This is lower Ahobalam, as you have Lakshmi Nrisimha Swami. And that's in upper Ahobalam, at a distance which you have 8 kilometers from lower Ahobalam is the main temple and the earliest of all the 9 temples there. And there the Lord is called Ugra Nrisimha. And he's the presiding deity of the temple, and he's known as Ahobila Nrisimha Swami. And it's believed that this is a self-manifest deity of Nrisimha Dev. Then there's Kroda Nrisimha. And the image of the deity has the face of a boar, Varaha Kroda, and the Lord is seen along with Lakshmi. The temple is known as Krodakara Varaha Nrisimha Swami. And this Dwela Nrisimha, and this is higher up in the hill on a hill called the Achala Chaya Meru. This is 4 kilometers from the upper Ahobalam temple. This place is said to be the actual spot where the fierce anger of the Lord reached its culmination when he tore Hiranyakashipu. And then Malola Nrisimha is 2 kilometers from the main temple of upper Ahobalam, and it's the famous shrine. The deity here is in a very graceful form, and he's with his consort, Lakshmi. And Malola means the beloved of Lakshmi. Ma means Lakshmi, and Lola means beloved. And Karanja Nrisimha, that's 1 kilometer from the upper Ahobalam, and it's on the road leading to the lower Ahobalam. This deity is installed under a tree. I remember seeing this deity. It's Karanja Ruksha, which means a tree. And Yogananda Nrsingha is the east of Lower Ahobalam at a distance of 2 kilometers. And the popular legend is that after killing Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrsingadev taught Prahlad Maharaj several yogic postures. He's called Yogananda Nrsingha. Here he is. It's a beautiful picture of Yogananda Nrsingha. And Tatra Vata Nrsingha. And this deity is installed under a peepal tree surrounded by thorny bushes. And he's on the same route as Pavana Nrsingha. There's Pavana Nrsingha on the banks of the river about 6 kilometers away. And he's also known as Pallada Varada Sanida. Anyway, very quick. Bharagavad Nrsingha, and he's near a sacred pond, and his temple is known as Bhargavad Nrsingha Swami, that's his name. And here's the Ugra Stamba. This is supposed to be the place, or a replica of the place, of the pillar that was broken by Lord Nrsingadev when he came out of the pillar to kill Hiranyakashipu. And many of the devotees, they climbed to the top of this Ugra Stamba. I actually didn't make it up that high, because I don't like heights. Because there's actually a bridge that's about this wide. Anyone here has been there? It's about this wide, I mean, I didn't want to go on it. And the drop is precipitous. It's like thousands of feet down. And you have to just like walk on this bridge. What? Yeah, I took some devotees. They went up. It was too much for me. And then, also, just a few more places. Singachalam, which is near Vishakhapatnam, which we went to. And this is a beautiful old temple. And Andhra Pradesh, there's so many temples to Lord Nrsingadev. And this temple is called, And there you have the deity that is covered with sandalwood pulp. All year round they cover him with sandalwood pulp, and he looks like a Shivalinga, as you see here in the picture. And Prabhupada was asked, you know, why does he look like that? Why do they cover him up? And once a year, of course, they take that covering off. And Prabhupada said that to keep his head cool, because he's so angry. So this is a beautiful deity. And then Devan in Mangalgiri, you have the self-manifested form of Lord Nrsingadev coming out of a mountain. And what happens is they feed Lord Nrsingadev, or they give him the drink of sugar water, gur water, and he drinks half of whatever you give him and gives you back the other half. And I've seen that happen. They pour it into his mouth, and then whatever is there, half of that comes back. Even if you pour like 200 gallons, 100 gallons will come back. And you eat his remnants, what comes out of his mouth. It's a nice picture of him. And you have to climb a hill to go see him. And then, of course, within ISKCON, we have Nrsingha Kshetra in Germany, where Shant Nrsingha is worshipped. Very, very beautiful deity. And he protects. He was situated on the border of what was previously Free Europe and the Iron Curtain. Because between Poland and Germany, it's very interesting. So the whole idea was to protect Western Europe from Communist Europe. Of course, now it's all free. And then in Mayapur, we have Ugra Nrsingha, who's worshipped faithfully by the devotees. And this is during the Chandan Yatra, when they cover him with Chandan. So finally, Sri Nrsingha, Jaya Nrsingha, Jaya Jaya Nrsingha, Pala Desha, Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vringa, all glories to Lord Nrsingadev, all glories to Nrsingadev, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and like a honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. So we want to thank everybody for joining us, and now we have a very special dance performance given by one of the most expert dancers in the three worlds, who probably came down from Gandharva Loka or something like that. Champaka, who's been dancing her whole life, Preka, isn't it? And she's a dance teacher, and we're going to put her on the screen so you can all see her. I'm going to change the video to Ajita Brio, and you can see. Oops. Oops, that's not her. There she is. No, it won't work well. The drama we can do later. Yeah.
So I should be seeing your camera.
Yeah.
When are we going to do the drama?
Afterwards. Okay. And we'll try to get the phone so everyone could see on the phone.
Right, Hare Krishna. Shunya Sundari Ki Jai.
Jai.
So this is actually a song that I've been dreaming of dancing to for 20 years now. I'd like to dedicate it to my dance teacher, Sudha Chandrasekhar. She performed it 20 years ago on her 60th birthday, and I was so enchanted that I had this very strong desire to perform it. So this is a Meera bhajan. It is sung in the Brijbhasha language. Hari tum haro janaki piri. Oh Hari, tum haro. You take away, because of course Hari means one who takes away. So tum haro, you take away, janaki piri, the pain of your devotees. So the song actually goes through three different stories. It goes through the story of Draupadi, then of Prahlad, and then of Gajendra. But I'll only be showing today the story of Prahlad. So there'll be a line of song that will be repeated over and over again as I enact the story. In Bharatanatyam, we have what's called Sky Bhava, which means you act out the words of the song literally as they actually are and as they mean. And then it's called Sanchari Bhava, when you interpret the line in a different way, telling the story behind the words of the song. So the words are, Bhakta Karana Rupa Narayana Dharyo Aapa Sharira. For the sake of your devotee, Bhakta Karana Rupa Narahari, you took the form of a half man, half lion. Dharyo Aapa Sharira. Hiranyakashipu, Maranimho, you killed Hiranyakashipu in your fierce form, Dharyo Nan Kinahir. Finally, it ends with a prayer by Meera. Dasi Meera Lala Giridhar Dukha Jaha Taha Tir. So she's saying, my dear beloved Giridhara, my dear beloved Krishna, there is dukkha everywhere, there is sadness and misery everywhere. And so I'm offering myself to you. So we have Hari Tum Haro Janaki Pi.
I think we removed the wire from there. She's got to put it back in. that?
Thank you.
So. Very nice. Do you have another one or?
No, that's it.
That's it?
Time for drama.
Oh, time for the drama.
Yeah.
Okay, so. See how we do this one. So now the children are going to do a drama. So I actually have the link. So for those of you, let me put myself back on right here. All right, here we are online. So everyone appreciated your dance online. So many comments are coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about that. So anyway, for those of you watching us, there's more to come. So right now we have a children's drama. I'm going to try to link to it, put it on. This is going to be a little hard. I'm going to put it on Facebook. Not put it on Facebook. We are going to give me 1 second. All right. What's your give me your reading ID again.
Should I give you the ID number or
just the ID number? Yeah. Because we don't have professional equipment, we're just having to make do. So please be patient. It was just now coming. That's not your ID number, it's too small.
00, you need 0.
40.
405 is in the middle.
I got it. It's 111405617.
Yeah, that's the meeting ID for the weekly time meeting.
Okay. Why don't you get on, go on my Facebook, my Zoom.
So all of us should be on yours?
Yeah, go on my Zoom.
Okay. Did you all hear that? Brady wants us to leave this one and join his.
Yeah, because that'll make it easier.
Okay.
Okay, does everybody know my Zoom?
I'll send a link to them.
Yeah, send a link, and it's the same password you use. Because the network is just really bogged down here.
Okay.
That's why I can't do it. Put them on, and then they can be on the screen. Hare Krishna. Sorry for everyone. We got a lot of people watching.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Are they signing into my account yet, or? Okay, I see Ayush. Ayush, you can hear me? Ayush, are you all right? You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay. All right, so this would be an interesting experiment. Okay, so you got Vanamali on now too, or? Hare Krishna. Everybody's there? Can I ask him?
Yeah.
Oh, is he on?
I don't see him.
I don't see him either.
I can see him.
You can see Vanamali? I don't see him. Did you see her name there, or?
I don't know. I'll text her on the baby.
All right. Just be patient, everybody. This is an intermission, and you're still supposed to be fasting, so don't worry. All right, you got everybody on? So we request everybody who's not a player to leave yourself on mute. Everybody who's part of this play could be talking, and everybody else, including me, should be on mute. Chambaka, are you going to be talking on this one or no?
I will be at one point, yeah, but not in the beginning, so I'm also on mute.
Okay, so, okay, we will...
I guess I should introduce it, actually.
Yeah, why don't you introduce
it?
Okay. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You won't get an echo. I can hear you.
Okay.
When you're speaking, I'll put this on mute. So, all right.
So, when our Gurudev asked us to present a drama for Mr. Krishnamurti, we realized that the best way to do it would be to give a scene to each of the participants and have them enact every role of that scene. And it was perfect because we'd already been practicing what's called dramatic interpretation in our classes in school. So this drama is unique in that sense. There is a part of it where there are two characters, because they live in the same place, they're siblings, they're able to interact with each other and play roles together, but for the most part, you're going to see that each actor is playing multiple roles. And so we present the story of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Krishnadev.
Put yourself on mute.
That's right.
Don't worry about it. It's not for them. For them, they don't have a problem.
Thank you.
They can hear better in their home computers. It's just that, you know, this set up for the whole temple.
This is why I even want my post.
Let me put this.
Then I shall travel on my swan to a distant place to see his austerities. Come, then, my friends, help me.
Powerful, I want to be so.
dear friends, right now is the perfect time. Right now you're young, you're healthy, you're strong, and you have so much time. Later, when you get older, you'll have a family to take care of, you'll have work to do, and then eventually you'll be so old and sick that you won't be able to chant Krishna's name. So now's the time to start. Please chant with me. All right. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Okay. I'll find a way, oh mother. Now, Padma, he was
Okay. That's good. So the next item that we're going to be doing today is the Abhishek for Lord Nrsingadev. And we'll get the cameras set up for that. And it'll just take 1 second. And we'll be ready to go. And you're all welcome to join the Abhishek. And there is going to be an opportunity to sponsor the Abhishek. I can put the link.
$108 for Abhishek and $108.
So it's $108 for the Abhishek. And how much for the RT?
RT is 108 and also Yaki is 108.
108. And we're going to have several sponsors. So I'm actually going to put the link now. Give me a second. In the window, the Zoom window. All right. Give me 1 second. And I will do it. You're setting up.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Okay, so this is a link you can click on that will take you to a checkout on Square, and where you can give a donation even right now as we are broadcasting. How does that sound? Pretty good. Okay, so I'm going to need a little help here. I mean, you can start. You're going to have to start. I'm going to have to just handle the cameras.
Okay.
So you just start it. This is for everyone's benefit. I'm going to need help with a phone. Someone to hold this phone. And actually, yeah, this Facebook phone. Someone should hold it and on the Abhishek so they can watch the Abhishek. And then this phone will be on Zoom.
We can start some kirtan.
Yeah, start kirtan right now. Just wait a second, please. You're going to be on that side.
Krishna, Jai 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 Kr shower. A shower glass. A strainer.
Yes, Ronan. Right.
So give us a second, and we'll get the fire sacrifice set up. Let me take that camera.
Thank you for holding that. Just keep holding it, if you don't mind. So thank you all for watching. Now we're going to be on, I had to do two separate things. One is Facebook, and the other one is...
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So today we are gathered here to actually be performing the Narasimha Homa, and also three devotees are going to receive the second initiation, the Brahman initiation. So we are going to start off with the basic Ashmana. So all of you have Ashmana cups. Take the cup,